Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Forecasters say a dust storm virtually engulfed the Texas Panhandle overnight. National Weather Service says a cold front that moved southwards through the Panhandle Tuesday night carried winds of up to 60 miles per hour and spread dirt picked up from Colorado and Kansas. Forecaster Nicholas Fenner in Amarillo said yesterday that the storm blew dust and threw it about 2,000 feet into the air. Fenner says the storm reached as far north as the Oklahoma Panhandle, as far south as Lubbock, Texas. He says the dust was so heavy, the evidence of the storm turned up on National Weather Service radar. The Texas Department of Public Safety says no injuries have been reported in the dust storm. And more than 18 square miles of rangeland has burned in the latest Kansas wildfires. A spokesman for the Adjutant General's office says three homes, eight buildings were destroyed on Tuesday. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet with news for AARP members. Stay at Motel 6 and get great benefits like a 10% discount, free Wi-Fi, even late checkout on request. Those are a big help because members say they want to travel more. They also say they want to go on cruises. And while we have over 1,200 convenient locations, they don't float, so no help there. Book by calling 855-M6-AARP-0. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. Its stain-resistant technology is built in to help keep tough stains out. Right now, get 10% off or up to 24 months financing on any flooring purchase, including LifeProof, the next generation of carpet. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through April 13th. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
The man sent to prison for killing abortion provider George Tiller in Wichita may have more leeway at his resentencing to argue that he was defending others. Scott Roeder's life sentence with no chance of parole for 50 years is among many vacated after a Supreme Court ruling in 2013. Justices said juries, not judges, must decide if aggravating circumstances exist to warrant increasing the punishment above mandatory minimum sentences. A Kansas woman charged in the death of her stepson is getting a court-ordered mental evaluation. Heather Jones and her husband Michael accused of killing the man's 7-year-old son. Investigators haven't said if remains found on the couple's property in Kansas City last year are those of the missing boy. And a Cheney firefighter who collapsed at the scene of a fire remains in a hospital in critical condition. Doctors say the 48-year-old volunteer had a stroke Sunday while operating a water truck at a grass fire. The fund has been set up on GoFundMe.com to help the man and his family. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska corrections officials say another staff member has been assaulted at a state facility in Lincoln. The attack reportedly took place around 9:15 a.m. yesterday at the Lincoln Correctional Center. The Department of Correctional Services say an inmate struck an employee without provocation after the employee told the inmate to leave the area. A property tax plan championed by Governor Pete Ricketts is moving through the Nebraska legislature despite repeated attempts to derail it. The measure by Senator Katie Sullivan of Cedar Rapids would effectively remove an excuse that school boards use not to lower their levy rates. A proponent of a proposed chicken plant in Fremont says the outcry against the facility has not squashed the economic developer's hopes. Opposition heard Monday at a meeting in the village of Nickerson might cause the company to identify itself and acknowledge the community's concerns. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. A good portion of the meeting was spent discussing remediation and cleanup efforts following the sprinkler break, which flooded the county courthouse basement offices. Cleanup has been completed, and they finalized remediation efforts with several department heads in the basement. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. They'd met last Wednesday with County Health Department staff to introduce the new health administrator, Tiffany Heyman, and discuss concerns in the department. An executive session was held following with no action taken. Commissioners approved advertising the sale of land previously purchased to build a new County Health Department building and also approved advertising for a new emergency management coordinator. The board again discussed inquiries into a potential tax rebate program and later reviewed various program efforts from other counties. At the request of the road and bridge supervisor, a shift to a 4 10-hour day schedule March through September during daylight savings time, applying to office staff as well as the road and bridge crew, he believed it would perhaps provide an incentive in recruiting new employees. The idea was considered but tabled until the next meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. A public hearing was held to close out the grant for the Corning Fire District No. 2. No public comments were heard, and the closeout was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners are reminding anyone considering new construction or remodeling, the Nemahal County Neighborhood Revitalization Plan, effective April 1st, 2015, allows residents in rehabilitation, conservation, or redevelopment of residential, commercial, or rental property to apply for tax rebates. Applicants who qualify for the plan would receive a tax rebate for 5 years on the new improvements made to the property. The plan must be filed before construction begins. Contact the Nemahal County Appraiser's Office for details. A second attempt at passing a merger proposal will face patrons of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op Thursday, with voting from 4 until 7 at Cigna Center in Frankfort. An earlier effort last fall to merge with the Farmers Cooperative, which also operates the elevators at Hanover, Herkimer, Bremen, and Marysville, as well as many Nebraska locations, failed to meet a two-thirds majority required. A two-thirds approval on the vote Thursday would allow merger with Farmers Cooperative September 1st. A lightning strike Tuesday evening struck a house in Beatrice at 1001 Center, resulting in damage estimated at $5,000. Firemen responded and were on the scene for about an hour. There were no injuries. Eileen M. Clanton, age 88, of Barnes, passed away April 1st. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Clanton. Elmer Edward Iverson, age 75, of Pawnee City, passed away on March 30th. Memorial service Friday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Registration book available Thursday night until 5 at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Elmer Iverson. LaDonna L. Helzer, age 62, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 1 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Helzer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak with veggies, Baby Baker's wheat bread, California blend, and pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, and gravy, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and million-dollar salad. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville Junior High track team at Abilene this afternoon. Forensics team at Valley Heights. Baseball team at Silver Lake. KNDY News time is 7:15.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
Deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Harries. I'm the preschool teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School. On April 7th, we will have a pre-enrollment for preschool, starting at 11 a.m. going to 6 p.m. It's an open house. Come and join us anytime to come visit our school, find out more information, and pick up enrollment papers. If you have any questions, you can also call the school at 562-3181.
Widespread precipitation continues marching east across the eastern one-third of the United States. Rain and thunder showers from Florida all the way up the eastern seaboard, the Appalachians toward New England. That turns to rain and even some mixed precipitation across the extreme northern latitudes, upstate New York, northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin. Frosty start to the day, eastern Ohio, Tennessee Valley. Very windy out east and in the southeastern United States and across the nation's midsection. Wind advisories out across parts of Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, as well as North and South Dakota, Montana. Same spots that have repeatedly seen some very heavy winds all week. Out west, it's dry, mild, and very quiet. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus.
Clear skies, 47 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. Barometer 29.92 inches, relative humidity at 59%. Average high temperature early April 64, the average low 40. Sunset this evening 7:52, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
So let me get this straight. U.S. Cellular is offering 6 gigs of data on the network that gives you coverage in the middle of anywhere. All for only $40 a month. Now, why would you ever go with one of those other guys? Switch to U.S. Cellular now and stop missing out. U.S. Cellular, a better value than Verizon and AT&T. Period.
Requires new agreement, shared connect plan, and activation fee up to $40. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sells You More has all of the devices that keep you and your family connected no matter where you are. Sells You More, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent with locations in Junction City and Marysville. There's sure to be one near you.
From CSS Sells You More.
With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. On Wednesday afternoon, University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds made an announcement.
So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the next chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, Dr. Ronnie Green.
Dr. Ronnie Green, currently the NU Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources, the Harlan Vice Chancellor of UNL Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and UNL Interim Senior Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. Dr. Green has a rich history of promoting agriculture.
You know, the words that come to mind for me are eager, excited, energized, enthused, gratitude, blessed, thankful, and that there is huge momentum. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln is a fundamentally good land-grant university. We're known around the world in a number of areas of strength. This is a comprehensive research university that is a top 50 public research university. But my belief is, and as I peer out into the next decade ahead, and we think about reaching the quarter century mark now in this 21st century, that our best days are ahead.
Dr. Green's appointment subject to approval by the Board of Regents at its May 25th meeting. And a recent study commissioned by media group JL Pharmacus detailed how farmers are scrambling to address low commodity prices. The study results include comments from 160 farmers, primarily from the Midwest. The study found that half of farmers surveyed seeking off-farm employment, and 74% of the respondents said they plan to switch to generic or change brands of crop protection products, while many said they would reduce their fertilizer practices. Farmers also indicated an increase in attention to marketing to raise their revenue. Find more ag news online, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Producers struggling with low grain prices and reduced incomes are resorting to extreme measures to stay afloat. Producers are cutting expenses every way possible, according to National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson.
They may go to a seed that has a single trait or no trait in order to cut costs, because seed is a very large part of the overall cost structure that farmers face. They're going to cut back on fertilizer, I think without question. Some of the nutrients can be cut back more than others without immediately impacting yield. Most of them have already quit buying new machinery or equipment.
Rental rates and land values are also taking a hit, further hurting farm income. Johnson says given the current situation, farmers are going to lose money this year.
Because a 50% reduction in prices equates to about very close to a 50% reduction in their total income on that farm. And most farmers over time have about 80% of their total income expressed as cost of production. So if you take half of the total income away, you now are deep in the red.
And in a related story, a recent study commissioned by media group JL Pharmacus details how farmers are scrambling to address those low commodity prices. The study results announced yesterday include comments from 160 farmers, primarily from the Midwest. The study found that half of the farmers surveyed are seeking off-farm employment. Meanwhile, 74% of the respondents said they plan to switch to generics or change brands of crop protection products, while many said they would reduce fertilizer practices. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
A CropQuest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you can't afford to make a mistake in your farming operation. Make every operating dollar count. A CropQuest consultant brings the knowledge you need to make the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233. Or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. And as we've mentioned many times before, one of the most essential items for agriculture is water. And is the California drought really over? Check out this headline. California snowpack at 130% of average. Sounds great. But there's more to that story after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Talk about a feel-good headline after the years of drought in California. California snowpack water content at 130% of average. The season's second manual snow survey in the Sierra Nevada found a snowpack water content of 130% of normal for this time of year. State water survey officials found a snow water equivalent of 25.4 inches, well above the average of 19.5 inches for the February survey. It's on a snow course about 90 miles east of Sacramento. That's much better than at the same time last year when there was just 2.5 inches of snow water content at the same testing station. However, you expected a but here, didn't you? Okay, but while California's snowpack is encouraging, there's still a long way to go. The precipitation levels have improved this year, but does not mean the drought is over. State officials say that you should keep in mind these are snapshots in time and limited sampling. adding it's probably more useful to look at electronic readings that show California's snowpack at 114% of normal levels as of February 2nd statewide, which Frank Gehrke of the California Department of Water Resources says is an encouraging start to the winter. He says clearly we want to see this keep coming. In fact, last year, California had a dry spring and summer, and that prompted shutoff orders to be issued to more than 300 senior right holders and more than 8,000 junior right holders throughout California. So far, the state has held off on sending out warning letters for this year to agricultural users. One spokesman saying, "We have our fingers crossed. We know people are pretty aware of what could happen." After the last 2 years, agricultural users are also impacted by critically important salmon streams, where the Water Board is considering limiting the amount of water that can come out of those streams so that fish don't get trapped or can't get through. In the past 2 years, in certain parts of the state, property owners were barred at certain times from taking water for irrigation. In the meantime, as the persistent parade of storm clouds continues to dump rain and snow on California, fingers are crossed that it's going to continue through the spring at least so that California agriculture can continue to supply food to the world. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lillenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and a right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewinberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 22 to 2300 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 6 black pairs, 8 black pairs of running age, 80 black steers and heifers weigh 3 to 550, 60 weighing in at 3 to 7, 40 weighing 350 to 450, 15 black steers 350 to 450, 38 red and black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 450, 20 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 15 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 5, 40 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 14 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 5, 14 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 13 weighing 4 to 6, 14 red and black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 70 black steers and heifers 4 to 6 with 48 weighing 4 to 6, 35 white-faced steers and heifers 4 to 6, 80 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 50, 15 450 to 6, 36 weighing at 450 to 650, 47 at 450 to 650, 37 at 450 to 650, 20 weighing in at 450 to 650, 25 black steers and heifers 450 to 7, 10 weighing in at 5 to 6, 40 weighing 5 to 6, 11 weighing 6 to 7, 35 black and crossbred steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650, 43 Charlet steers and heifers 5 to 7, 70 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 42 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh in at 5 to 7, 95 Charlet cross and black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 8, 70 black and Charlet cross steers and heifers 550 to 8, 26 black steers and heifers 575 to 6 and a quarter, 80 black heifers 7 to 750, 20 black heifers replacement quality 750 to 850, 60 black steers and heifers 775 to 8 and a quarter, 174 black steers 850 to 925, 54 black steers weighing 875 to 9, 116 weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 110 weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds. Well over 2,000 head of cattle for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:32 from KNDY, sunny skies, 47 degrees. Winds are light for a change this morning. Highs today, middle 60s on tap.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Royals got their World Series rings, and then they got shut out by the Mets. And the Kansas City Royals received their World Series rings in a pregame ceremony yesterday. New York Mets right-hander Noah Syndergaard helped make sure that the celebration ended right there.
Noah Snydergaard threw six scoreless innings. Neil Walker hit his first homer with the Mets. And New York beat Kansas City 2-0 yesterday. Snydergaard was the only pitcher to beat the Royals in the World Series last year, winning Game 3 after intentionally throwing his first pitch above Alcides Escobar's head. Escobar started with one triple, but then Snydergaard struck out the next three batters and retired 12 straight before Kendrys Morales' double opened the fifth. Snydergaard allowed three hits, walked one, and struck out nine. That's your sports report for Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. So we're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
In the NBA, the Cavaliers gave LeBron James the night off so he could rest up for the playoffs, which gave Indiana an opportunity. They made 16 three-pointers and beat Cleveland 123-109. DeAndre Jordan and J.J. Redick scored 15 points apiece in the Los Angeles Clippers' 91-81 victory over the Lakers. The Portland Trail Blazers clinched a playoff berth with a 120-115 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Reggie Jackson scored 24 points to help lead the Detroit Pistons to a 108-104 win over Orlando. The victory keeps the Pistons in the playoff race in the East. The Charlotte Hornets bounced back from consecutive losses to the Eastern Conference's top teams by beating the New York Knicks 111-97. The Dallas Mavericks kept a slim cushion over Utah with an 88-86 victory over the Rockets. And Isaiah Thomas scored 32 points to help the Boston Celtics fend off the New Orleans Pelicans 104-97. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Cloud County Community College Athletic Department will host the 2016 North Central Kansas All-Star Weekend. Activities will be held this weekend with the volleyball action beginning at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, girls and boys basketball on Sunday at 2 and again at 3:45. Area athletes competing on the volleyball squad, Claire Cudney from Marysville, Courtney Moore of Washington County, Hannah Bott from Lynn, Kyla Hardwick of Frankfort, Mitty Stahlbaumer from Centralia, Morgan Zabatriski from Hanover, Courtney Heinen and Kirsten Talbot of Axtell. Girls basketball all-stars include Brandy Repke of Valley Heights, Kirsten Talbot and Courtney Heinen of Axtell, Paige Debley from Hanover, Courtney Moore and Mandy Aller-Holligan from Washington County. Boys basketball all-stars Kyle McGatlin of Washington County and Braden Dieters of Centralia. Again, the volleyball action Saturday begins at 3, girls and boys basketball Sunday at 2 and 3:45 on the campus of Cloud County Community College in Concordia.